Hello, Ophira Eisenberg from NPR's Ask Me Another. How are you?
This is Ophira Eisenberg from Ask Me Another.
Yeah, I just said hello.
I know. That's a great intro. Thank you. How are you doing this week?
It's going okay. And how are you? How have you been spending your week?
You know, I think that the climate in my home is, it's just amazing because, of course, my kid picks up things and then he, it goes through his brain and he reinterprets them in a way that sometimes I go, oh, that's how you see the world. Because he was singing this song and just like humming this little song and singing these words. And I said, what are you singing? And he said, all we're doing is shouting at screens.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
And that's what I guess he sees me doing. And it's also his remote learning experience that all we're doing is shouting at screens.
You know what? He needs to be in a rock band right away. Because that is a fantastic like kid punk band song.
That's kid punk.
All we're doing is shouting at screens. I would totally listen to that album.
Lucky for us, when people hear our show, do you think they still shout at their radio during our show?
I sure hope so. Otherwise, we're doing it wrong. I should probably play the song, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and world's greatest dad face masks, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. I hope all of you trivia heads out there are ready to go, because do we have a show for you. That's right, this time around, we're all about the three Ps, puzzles, pals, and putting your hand over your microphone because you're laughing too loud. From IFC's Sherman's Showcase, we have actors Diallo Riddle and Bashir Salahuddin, who have a new Juneteenth special out this weekend, and they go toe-to-toe in a music parody game you don't want to miss. Then, we just can't seem to let them go. Friends of the show, who just happen to be songwriters for Disney's Frozen, Kristen and Robert Lopez drop in. But first, we have some games with Hulu's shrill writer Solomon Giorgio and co-host of the Gay Power Half Hour podcast, Casey Lai. Let's do it. Here they are joining us from Los Angeles, two fantastic comedians, Solomon Giorgio and Casey Lai. Hello.
Lovely to be here. Long time listener, first time celebrity guest contestant.
All right.
And as we started this session, I took a sip from my water bottle and I saw my reflection. And then I saw you take a sip from your water bottle, Solomon, and made me feel better because I was like, we're both with our travel water bottles.
In our own homes.
At home.
You ain't got nowhere to be. Just a water bottle.
It's a grown-up sippy cup. I get it. It's like it's comforting. It's got a little spout. You don't have to worry that you're going to spill or anything. It's cozy.
Thank you for having a glass, Casey.
I'm feeling so mature. Old and tired with my glass of water here.
It's just with like, especially like working in any like entertainment industry, people just give you water bottles all the time. Yeah,
it's an endless amount
of water bottles. And I'm just like, between tote bags and water bottles, I'm like, where do you think I'm going?
We have some great games for the two of you. How do you know each other?
Well, through stand-up. Casey doesn't remember when we first met because we met two years earlier than he.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
But we are now pretty much sisters. It is.
We've been through a lot together. Comedy is really the ringer, you know, the emotional ringer, the career ringer, and all that stuff. And you do find your chosen family. We're also both gay men, so we get to choose our family as well. We had that connection. You say I don't remember you, but I would like to say that back in my day, I was a very nervous person, and I'm sure you were just too talented and pretty for me to think I could talk to you, and so I just gave up. But then I realized you're the same amount of talented and pretty as me. Okay.
So, oh, wow.
We can talk.
Wow.
Oh, wow. The confidence.
I love a compliment and an insult like rolled into one.
That is welcome to most of our conversations.
Okay, wonderful. So our first quiz for you is an audio quiz. You're going to be competing against each other. We'll go back and forth. It's pretty simple. We'll play you the sound that a machine makes, and you just have to guess what the machine is. The hardest part, actually, about this is that you're going to be hearing the audio clip through Zoom. So every machine might just sound the garbly gook same.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, Solomon.
Yes.
This is for you.
Okay.
What is the machine?
Oh, that's it's a printer.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, wow, that is. Oh, wow. It's an older printer, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't. Is it a dot matrix printer?
Did you say dot matrix printer?
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
he did.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yes, he did.
I heard dots, but yeah, dot.
You know what? The word is close enough, okay?
Well, my initial guess was it was scotch tape being stretched.
That sounds just like that. Exactly.
But that's not technically a machine. So. Yeah.
The beginning of a cappuccino being made.
Ooh. I also want to say dot matrix is the name of Joan Rivers' C-3PO character in the movie Spaceballs.
Yes, indeed.
She was Dot Matrix.
That's right. Yes.
That's right.
Wow, that's a nice pull, Casey. I'm impressed.
I am shocked with myself.
All right, Casey, here's a machine for you to identify.
Ooh, I got excited for a second because I thought it was just full on Harley Davidson, but I think it's more something that you can ride or push. I think it's a lawnmower machine.
Yeah, you are correct. It is a lawnmower machine, otherwise known as a lawnmower.
Yeah, you don't have to add the machine part.
I'm from New England. It's a lawn mowing machine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. According to Popular Mechanics, the first lawn mowing machine that was push and non-electric was patented in 1830. And the patent stated, "Gentlemen will find using my machine an amusing, healthful exercise."
Oh, that's my bio for my comedy.
All right, Solomon.
Yes.
What do you think of this one?
Oh, that's a tough one for me.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah, I love hints.
I think I would buy one if it came with Tim Gunn.
Oh, a sewing machine.
Yes, that's right.
See,
that's right.
I've never sewed anything, so I definitely feel unaccomplished now. It's one of those things I've always wanted to learn how to do.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people who are learning it.
Solomon, if you really wanted to do it, you had the time. So I guess you didn't really want to do it over the last few months.
No, not at all. I have a lot of things on my list of goals that I realize I never wanted to do during this time.
No, me too.
Yeah. This really clarifies your list of priorities in a way that you... You're like, oh, wow, I guess I never wanted to do that.
I don't ever want to.
I was just imagining that I was the kind of person who did that.
Yeah. I mean, some of mine were so poorly matched with I was like, write personal essays about trauma. It's like, definitely don't feel like
No, thank you.
Yeah, you want to step in that zone for a long period of time in the worst possible situation?
Yeah. All right, this is the last clue, and it is for you, Casey.
Well, of course I know that because I'm garbage. It's a garbage disposal. it's my disposal biggest fear in the world. Don't go in there, they always say. You'll be disposed.
It is a very scary thing to have a hole in your sink that just destroys matter, liquefies matter. It's like you could easily fall in there and something bad would happen.
No, I agree.
They don't have them in New York. I've never seen.
I was told that recently, and I'm like, I'm over here just chucking things down my yeah. drain.
Seriously. What do you get for rent in New York? I don't understand.
Hardly anything.
Yeah.
I think there used to be a thing with the plumbing in New York City where the plumbing was too old and they just didn't want to deal with people flushing stuff
rats
down there.
Too old yeah. with rats.
Yeah, no. rats.
You guys don't have garbage disposals. You just have pizza rats to come and remove the food from your kitchen.
Right. New York is a garbage disposal. It's redundant.
I remember growing up just turning it on and always hearing that, kang, 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 and then you would like turn it off and pull out a fork and be like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a very vivid imagination, and so I just have like fingers in garbage disposals fears. Mm. That plus having paper cuts in between my fingers. I think they're my two biggest finger fears that I have.
I like how you carry like a pocketbook of finger fears around with you.
Oh, I've got a pocketbook full of fears, honey. Yes. The finger ones just fit in the pocket.
Yeah. You both did great. Yeah. Great job. Wonderful.
I think I lost. I don't know if I did great. I got one.
That's, you know, what are points?
Listen, points in the edit, pointless. You're probably going to get them all right. So yeah. don't
Perfect.
Worry.
Well, is that because he has more credits than I do? He wins.
I think that's important to point out. Keep that in the post. That
we'll
I
put
have
that
more
in
credits.
The bios.
After the break, we'll play another game with comedians Solomon Giorgio and Casey Lai, and we'll chat with return friendtestants, songwriters for Disney's Frozen, Kristen and Robert Lopez. We're going to make them play the same game they hated the last time they were on. So much fun. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Pretty Litter. Cats are notorious for hiding their illness. It's hard to tell if they're sick, but with Pretty Litter, you can keep tabs on your cat's health. Pretty Litter is kitty litter 2.0. It changes color to help detect early signs of potential illness. Pretty Litter is made of super light crystals and naturally occurring minerals that are safe for your cat. Switch to Pretty Litter today by visiting prettylitter.com and use promo code ASK for 20% off your first order. This message comes from NPR sponsor StoryPoint Wines, maker of StoryPoint, a bold new wine brand with a rich layered taste profile. Enjoy StoryPoint Wine while you connect with those you love, either at home or at a virtual happy hour. Raise a glass and share a story. StoryPoint believes that the stories we share can bring joy even in trying times. Visit StoryPointVineyards.com/another to purchase. Shipping is included in your online order, so consider shipping a bottle to a friend too.
Hey y'all, I'm Sam Sanders, host of It's Been a Minute. There is a lot going on in the world. So on my show, my guest and I make sense of the news and culture through conversation. It feels like we're living in three movies at once.
That's a good way to put it.
It feels like a Mike Judge movie, it feels like a Spike Lee movie, and it feels like a Michael Bay movie. Like
Every Tuesday and Friday, listen and subscribe now to It's Been a Minute from NPR.
This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Online Summer Camp. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We are playing games with comedians Solomon Giorgio and Casey Lai. Are you ready for another one?
Of course.
I love games.
Fantastic. So we looked at your Instagram.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We noticed a fair amount of drag content.
Yes. Ooh.
So inspired by that, and just in time for Pride Month, we whipped up a multiple choice quiz about drag history.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh,
yes,
honey,
please.
Mama.
Give it to us. Calm okay, down, Casey.
Can't. Revved up. The drag machine is raring to go.
So we're going to go back and forth for this one. You'll be competing. Casey, this is for you.
Okay.
Marsha P. Johnson was a Black trans drag performer and activist who was a key figure in the Stonewall riots of 1969. She was also known for her sense of humor. What did the P in Marsha P. Johnson stand for? Was it A, pardon my French, B, pay it no mind, or C, Pittsburgh?
It was pay it no mind is what it is what her middle name.
Yeah, that's was. Right. Yeah. Pay it no mind. Essentially, yeah. Her response to anyone being nosy.
And while we're on it, I mean, Stonewall was a riot, and Black Trans Lives Matter, and Marsha Pay It No Mind Johnson was the leader of a big old movement. So God bless.
Amen. And there's going to be a statue of her and fellow activist Sylvia Rivera put up next year. Finally, some statues we do not need to throw in the river.
Oh, for finally. Sure. All right, Solomon, here's one for you.
Okay.
Maybe a Girl was the first drag queen elected to what office in the Silver Lake neighborhood of Los Angeles? Was it A, comptroller, B, neighborhood council representative, or C, superior court judge?
It should be neighbor council representative, right? B?
Yeah, that's exactly right. First drag queen to be elected to public office in the United States.
And there's also one running in New York right now, Marty Cummings. And I believe it's for city council as well.
Yeah, that's right. Marty Gould Allen Cummings is running for New York City Council in 2021.
And I'm sorry if you heard a child gleefully playing outside. There was some bubbles outside of my window.
What an adorable distraction.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. And then... Okay, hang on. Maybe I do it.
Gotcha.
It's too loud, right? I have to tell him to be quiet. Hang on one second.
I kind of appreciated it.
You guys have to be a little quieter because it's coming into the edit. Sorry.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Is that what it, that's what you sound like, mommy. That's what you sound like. Blah, blah, blah.
That's your job.
This is a visual joke, but sometimes when I'm recording, he just puts post-its on the door. And this is the one that came today. It just said, I need mom, exclamation mark.
No.
I'm here all the time. I'm here all the time.
You
I
just walk. Just another post-it in their door that says, tough cookies.
Now, that's almost... how you teach a kid not to be passive-aggressive. Post-it notes.
All right, Casey. In 2018, Pablo Vittar was the first drag queen to be nominated for what? A Latin Grammy, B, a Webby Award for Best Overall Social Presence, or C, the Oscar for Best Sound Mixing in a Documentary Film?
I am going to say that it is a Latin Grammy, and I'm also going to say thank you for not just asking questions about Drag Race, because everyone would know those, of course. You're actually asking questions that I don't know the answers to.
Oh,
I actually am a fan of Pablo Vittar and their music, and it is actually wonderful. The song Pose is phenomenal. I recommend listening to it.
Yes, and the Latin Grammy is correct.
All right, Solomon.
Huh?
In 2018, RuPaul's Drag Race contestant Peppermint became the first openly trans woman to do what? A, originate a major role in a Broadway production.
A.
Yeah, you are correct. The confidence to stop the question as it's being asked. I love it.
It is A. Don't even bother saying the rest. It's disrespectful to the legend.
Well, you guys were equally matched in that game.
See, Solomon, we're equal.
That is not true by any standards.
Thank you so much. So fun. Thank you so much, Casey. Thank you so much, Solomon. Really appreciate it.
I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.
It was such a good time.
Solomon Giorgio writes for the Hulu series Shrill, and Casey Lai hosts the podcast Gay Power Half Hour.
Our next two guests created, write, and star in two current TV shows, Southside on Comedy Central and Sherman Showcase, which is a spoof of variety shows like Soul Train, and their new hour-long Black History Month Spectacular is out this weekend for Juneteenth on AMC and IFC. Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle are on the phone. Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going? This is on the phone. I literally put on a tux. I didn't know it was just...
Well, I guess, yeah. The phone slash Zoom slash, I don't know, the interwebs through Wi-Fi. Joining Excellent. Us through Wi-Fi. That's what we should be saying. Bashir, I know you filmed this Juneteenth special a while ago, but it seems like it's responding to the news right now.
It makes it seem like we were totally planning this. But, you know, this is one of those times where, luckily for us, the universe kind of caught up to us.
And what's funny is that by writing things that we thought were funny and relevant to what we just happened to be talking about, it seemed like we were able to hit a lot of things before other people were able to get to them. We were able to do something about kente cloth. Now, that was not because we knew that, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were going to wear kente cloth last week. Kente cloth is something that Bashir and I were both raised around. We both had these very socially conscious families. And if you grow up in these socially conscious families, especially if you're Black, you know what kente cloth is.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's from Africa, it's from West Africa. I mean, everything is from Africa at some point, so it almost feels silly to say that. But, you know, but it is a very uniquely African American, it's at the core mm-hmm. of a uniquely African American tradition. It's at the core of our celebrations, and it's at the core of even our graduation ceremonies. You'll see a lot of Black kids wearing kente cloth stoles, and so it's kind of like one of those things you just grow up with and you don't put much thought into it. And I think now I'm actually giving it more thought and you know, having to be a little more present, because I didn't even appreciate what this gift was that my parents were giving us and saying, hey, this mm-hmm. is something for you.
It's like piano lessons. You don't appreciate them at the time.
You hate them at the time.
Until you become the drunk guy at the party who can kind of play songs a little bit. And everybody's like, that guy's kind of decent.
You two have known each other for decades, right? How did you meet?
We met in an a cappella group. We were at Harvard together and we were singing together, and then eventually we figured out we thought some of the same stuff was funny. So that's how we ended up working in this crazy entertainment field together.
I have to ask, what a cappella group? Because I was at Yale. I was in a cappella group at Yale. Nice. So
first off, now we know you're cool.
Yeah, that's right. A cappella club, coolest club in the world.
Exactly. Anybody who's been inundated, you know, while they were trying to study with the, you know, a cappella interruption in class where they all run into the room sing you some sweet sounds while you're trying to focus on other things.
Everyone always loves it.
Yeah, they always love it. But no, but we were in a group called Brothers, which was actually a subgroup of the Harvard Black University choir, which is called the Kumba Singers.
Kumba Singers.
We were like the bad kids. We were like this offshoot. And we weren't singing like gospel hymns and like soul rhythms. We were trying to sing like R&B and like do like Jodeci stuff.
Right.
But wait, I have to ask now. So what a cappella group for you at Yale?
Well, I was in the Spizwinks, and then I was in the Whiff and Poofs my senior year.
The Whiff, I was going to say, that's the only one that that's the one I remember. And right. We had a really good friend of ours who was Crocodillo. So there you go.
Good old Crocodillos.
The Crocs.
The Crocodillos. And what's the other? The Din and Tonics is the other one.
The
that
Din
I
and Tonics, which got me drinking gin and tonics because I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about. And you can just blame that a cappella group for my crippling, you know, alcohol addiction. There you go.
That's what I blame it on. By the way, Jonathan, am I correct in saying, I just realized this, I think you wrote one of my favorite songs of all time. Did you write Alive?
Still Alive, yeah. At the end of the Portal song.
Portal. Yeah. Dude, not only do I love that song, but we saw you... I came to your concert. I want to say it was at one of the comedy festivals. I want to say Aspen, HBO,
Aspen.
years ago.
We saw you there. You're absolutely great, dude.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was like, this name looks so familiar.
Did you actually also think there could be two? I mean, it's possible.
I just the issue is that I'm so wrong about stuff in life. And my worst one is when I actually see celebrities in real life, because I have a pretty much 98% track record of saying, hey, aren't you? And then being wrong about who that is.
Like the day I was like, oh, Julia Stiles. And she was like, I'm Claire Danes. And I was like, whatever. Yeah, that one. Well, we have a music parody game for you.
Oh, here we go.
This game is called Needle Drops. And it's about songs that are famously associated with movies.
We rewrote popular songs to make them about the movie scenes that they are featured in. So there are three ways you can earn a point. You can tell me the movie I'm singing about. the song or artist I'm parodying, or you could just recommend a movie would be fine if you don't know the answers to any of those others.
Okay.
And you're competing against each other, so we're going to go back and forth, starting with Diallo.
All right.
This one's for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Some say that you and I, we don't have that much chemistry. Even so, I still owe. After all, you took a bullet for me. So I am stopping this plane.
And she sure did.
Am stopping this plane.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah. You got them all.
By the way, my mother would disagree with you. She thought that they had fantastic chemistry.
That's right.
All right, Bashir, this one is for you.
Let's do it.
Russell's coming down from tripping. As the bus rolls down the highway. We were pissed, but now we're singing. It was a golden god today.
Well, the movie is Almost Famous.
Yep. That is correct.
You were parodying Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that everything I need to say? Is there anything
else? That's everything. Oh, everything. All right,
yeah. I'm a golden god. Great movie.
Good job.
All right, Diallo, this one is for you.
Okay.
Five kids get dropped off at school, but it's a Saturday weekend detention, baby. Each has a story to tell. They write an essay and they get along well, but they don't look like teenagers to me. No, 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 no. They look at least 23.
I was hoping you were going to do something. When you walk on by.
I know. I'm tempted to go all the way through.
Don't Forget About Me by The Simple Minds, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, exactly right. You guys are killing this game.
I thought Anthony, what's his name? Anthony Michael Hall. He looked the right age.
Yeah, right.
But Judd Hirsch looks like he's about 30. Judd Nelson, excuse me. Judd Hirsch. By the way, Judd Hirsch also looks old in the movie. But Judd Nelson, it's like, why is Judd Hirsch
all
here?
All the Judds.
Winona Judd.
Ashley.
Yeah. I looked it up, and Anthony Michael Hall was 17 at the time.
Oh, there you go.
And Judd Nelson was 26. He was 26.
Wow.
All right, Bashir, here is one for you.
Let's rock and roll. Let's go.
Here comes some soul.
I love your enthusiasm. Here we go. Does this count as stalking? Maybe so. It's a risky move. This teen tableau. I got this boombox. It's 3 feet wide. Wake up, I'm standing outside.
Okay, it's Peter Gabriel. All my instincts, they return. I know the song is, by the way, I know the movie is Say Anything, but I want to get this right. Peter Gabriel song title.
Yeah.
It's at the inside. It's not Don't Give Up, is it? No.
Next line. The next line is the chorus.
Your eyes.
Yeah.
I knew it was in there.
In the Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins Genesis divide, I think I'm going to go with Phil Collins. I'm going to be the outlier.
Wow.
You're wrong, because Peter Gabriel is a much more incredible.
No, as a kid, I thought his song Big Time, I thought Big Time was an amazing song.
You didn't like Sledgehammer.
You know, Sledgehammer got played out to me. It was on MTV every 2 seconds.
It had the claymation.
Okay, but listen to it now, because you know what? It stands.
No, listen. I love Peter Gabriel, but I will say Phil Collins with songs like Easy Lover and Billy Don't
Wait
You
second,
Lose
wait
My Number.
Susu Studio.
I mean, the man was a machine.
She was a hit machine.
Susu Studio.
He did the song. He did the song with the guy from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
Easy Lover, Philip Bailey.
That's right.
Oh God, such a great. That was a good song.
All right, you guys. We have two questions left. This one is for you, Diala.
Uh oh.
All right. Quill puts his headphones on his head, presses play, and he dances around while he kicks a bunch of aliens. He prefers Star-Lord. He prefers Star-Lord.
Okay, the movie is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, right? Yes it is.
Come and Get Your Love is the name of the song.
Yeah.
The group is Native American. A lot of people don't realize that. Native what? American yes. group.
Nice.
But I am blanking on the name of the group.
I did not. This is one of those songs that I know this song, but I've never known who it was by. And the answer is Redbone.
Ah, man, I guess I'm down 1 point.
All right, this is the last question. It's for you, Bashir.
Sure has to get all three to win.
Let's go.
That's right.
Here we go.
Baby, if you make it to the credits and way past you two, you get to hear the song that I wrote, yeah, from the film that Val Kilmer did, The Suit Nipples Hidden This Time.
Well, I know the song is Kiss from a Rose by Seal. My brain is going Batman Returns, but that doesn't feel right.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It is Batman Forever.
Yep. Which means that you are tied.
You know, we've known each other for 25 years. We actually have the same birthday, which we didn't know forever because we were in school together and we have summer birthdays. So we didn't really know that we had the same birthday. We just had to share so much.
Kiss from a Rose is not an appropriate song for a Batman movie. So it is not inherent and it's not intuitive. I love Seal. So I think I should get half credit for that.
No, I don't think so.
In our remote versions, we let people talk us into points. So yeah, for sure.
Wait, no. Since you guys are revealing rules at this late game? This is a racket.
I know. It's a quiz show all over again.
Yeah, like I watch Wait, Don't Tell Me. I'm like, no, come on, man.
Bashir Dialis, thank you so much for joining us. It was a complete delight.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I like playing games. This has been so much fun.
That's Bashir Salahuddin and Diallo Riddle, and their new Sherman Showcase Black History Month Spectacular is out Juneteenth on IFC. Coming up, two very good friends of the show are back for more. Songwriters and composers for Disney's Frozen, Kristen and Robert Lopez, will venture into the unknown. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from KBucksbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments. Support for this podcast and the following message come from KBucksbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments.
Protests over racial injustice are spreading across the country while a pandemic continues to take its toll. The next weeks and months are leading to a consequential election this November. And every day, the NPR Politics podcast is here to discuss how it could reshape your world.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Joining us and returning to the show, we have the Oscar award-winning husband and wife team behind the songs of Disney's Frozen and Coco. Hi, Kristen. Hi, babe. Bobby. Oh, I said that terribly.
Hi,
hey,
baby.
Kristen. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, babe.
So, Kristen and Robert, this is your fourth appearance. We are renaming the show to Ask the Lopezes Another.
Good, because we're going to be insulted if we're not on the show next week and the week after. If there's ever another guest, we're going to be like, why didn't they ask us? Ask us another.
Are you working? You're working nonstop through this.
I wouldn't say. It depends on what you mean by nonstop.
Okay.
Because We are also, like, when we are normally working, we've got childcare, kids in school, or camp. Now we are cook, housekeeper, gardener, IT specialist, PE teacher, you name it. We've been exterminators. We've been...
What did you get to exterminate? No, that just sounded...
Oh, man, ladybugs. We had a ladybug infestation. And thought, like, at the first we were like... You know, this is a cute one. This is amazing. We're not going to kill any ladybugs. And by the third or fourth day, we're just like,
oh yeah,
squishing ladybugs.
Now we've got bats in our breezeway.
Is that a euphemism?
It could be. We've named them Midnight, Severus, and Vlad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on their personalities.
I mean, then we're getting the feeling like Midnight is a little sweeter, a little smaller. And, you know, we've decided, like, we're going to live with them because they're our new pets. And also, we don't have any mosquitoes.
Yes. Jonathan, weren't you trying to build a bat house in your backyard at some point?
I was thinking about building a bat house for specifically this reason, because I don't like to be bitten by the bugs. And I wanted to bring bats into my life. I don't have any bats where I live. It's very sad. I have a whole list of bat names I'm ready to deploy, but I no bats.
Yeah, you could go toe for toe with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're kind of counting your first three times on the show as the trilogy.
Oh, I thought it was another saga in a different era.
Yeah, it's a retcon.
Yeah.
So this game is about another famous trilogy, the original three Star Wars movies.
Oh, good.
So, those movies have changed a lot over the years. Most famously, of course, is the scene between Han Solo and Greedo when they're in the cantina. One of them shoots one another, and who can say who drew first anymore?
I was watching this again the other day. And on Disney Plus, because I don't know if it's a new version, but it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And Greedo had a new line that I had never seen before. it was after he said, "Yes, I'll bet you have." And then Greedo went, blah, 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 and then they shot at the same time. I don't know where this line came from. If anybody knows about it, I would love to.
Wait, was the line story translated, or was just it was
no
he was shot
it was
before
like a, it was? It was some vocalization in whatever Greedo's language was.
I see.
Well, we might find out. Who knows?
I'm wondering, when did you watch Star Wars? We're together all the time.
I had special dispensation. Remember, you were like, go watch Star Wars.
What was I doing? Was I reading and sleeping? The girls? Oh, okay.
You were reading and sleeping. Wow.
So I was allowed to watch Star Wars.
It must have been at like 11:30 at night.
It was late.
Okay, so this quiz is about the revisions made to the Star Wars movies since their original theatrical release. It's all true or false. You're going to compete. We'll go back and forth.
Oh, I am so dead.
You're dead,
huh? I am dead. We can all just accept that now, I look forward to it.
No, you have no idea. You have no idea.
All right. I have no idea.
That's right. Robert, true or false? A scene was added to the 1997 special edition of Star Wars Episode 4 where Han Solo steps on Jabba the Hutt's tail.
That is true.
That is true. You nodded. You nodded. Yes. Okay, what do you know about this?
Well, they filmed this scene with Harrison Ford and this performer playing Jabba, and they had intended to use a sort of stop motion creature animation idea to replace the actor, but they kind of ran out of time and money, so that scene got scrapped. And they added the lines that were in it to the Greedo scene, but then they had CGI for the re-release, and they put Jabba in. Now we know what he looks like. He's now the lines are just in there twice. So to me, it's like a little ridiculous because you have to listen through the same scene basically twice.
Yeah. Okay, that is correct. And I'm going to revise what I said to you earlier, Kristen.
So
you don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance. Yeah. Kristen, I think you will be happy with this question. This is a funny thing. True or false? In the Disney Plus release of Star Wars Episode 4, the infamous cantina scene where Han Solo shoots Greedo was altered so that Greedo says, "McClunky."
There it is.
True.
Yay. Yeah, it is absolutely true.
Me and my big mouth.
That would be true.
Oh, we might find out what that word is somehow.
Yeah. Why do they put that in? What do they have to change it for?
I was going to say they were going to give him a musical number, like McClunky, McClunky.
There we go.
So Disney says that George Lucas made the change before Disney acquired the rights to Star Wars. And apparently McClunky means this is the end of you in Huttese.
If McClunky means this is the end of you, then Huttese is the most efficient language of all time.
It's a very famously efficient language, yeah. Okay, Kristen, this one is for you. Halfway through The Empire Strikes Back's original theatrical release, film reels were recalled so that sound effects could be changed after it was discovered that R2-D2's bleeps and bloops spelled profanities in Morse code. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, that is totally false.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
The one thing he did, though, was he just kept working on it after it was released, and they kept adding parts to it, and they had to re-record music and stuff like
just
that.
Just like we keep doing to the theatrical version of Frozen.
We never stop.
We never stop. But we have learned we have to change one thing because there's a German version of the live show happening. And then the element that's fun is that there's a bunch of naked Norwegians, and they're like, what's funny about being naked? Like, we're naked together all the time.
That was us just last night, yeah.
Like, well, of course we're all naked in a sauna together. This is right. What we do. So we're having to address that in the middle of a summer in a pandemic.
All right, Robert, a new musical sequence was added to the 1997 special edition of Return of the Jedi, including an extreme close-up of the inside of an alien musician's mouth.
Yes, true.
That is true.
Of course. I was like, I was just agreeing with you. I'm like, I love that. Isn't that crazy that they had to change the whole song? The song used to be called Lapti Nek. And it's one of my favorite, weirdest songs by...
Give us a little bit of it.
Yeah, please.
So it's like... I don't know the words.
And Lapti Nek from the album McClunky.
Yeah. I don't like any of the covers either.
Yeah, they McClunky'd Lapti Nek.
Oh, boy.
So guess what? You guys did great. You guys did great.
Wow.
Wow.
You didn't trounce me, though. No. Everything I know about Star Wars, I learned from him.
There's obviously a lot to soak up in the atmosphere that you are living in.
Sorry.
So just side thing. We wanted to show there's a little fire pit here. Wanted to show my son what a s'more is. He's never had a s'more because he's four.
Oh, boy.
And so, but guess what? Graham crackers are sold out. Like, you go in the aisles where there's no toilet paper, and beside it, there's also no graham crackers.
Yeah, what is up with that?
No graham crackers.
People are hoarding s'mores.
They're hoarding s'mores.
S'more hoarders.
They're s'morters, yeah.
So we made graham crackers because they're not that hard to make, but accidentally doubled the sugar in them, so they're really
Ooh.
Delicious.
Oh, I bet they are.
Accidentally, in quotes.
That's the best s'more this kid is ever going to have in his life.
I know. An artisanal.
Wow. Artisanal dessert s'mores.
Wait, did you buy graham flour?
Actually, no, we didn't buy graham flour. Found a recipe that's just basically, it's all the normal makings of the most basic cookie, but you add a lot of honey.
Mm. Ooh.
We didn't do the right consistency, so they don't they're a little spongy, or they're a little
ooh, I bet that's even better,
so more of a cookie texture. Yeah. Mm.
Do you remember the those golden grams, solid golden grams, golden honey, just a touch.
Grams golden wheat.
Thin wheat, right. Yep.
But I remember the golden grams that was better together, happy together.
Oh yeah. Who's that graham cracker taste of golden grams? Yeah.
Okay, so Kristen, Robert, would you like to play another game?
Why, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm hoping this one's about breastfeeding, so I can trounce him.
I know about that.
It's called Your First 6 Months. In the following quiz, no. So the last time you were on Ask Me Another, the March version of you being on Ask Me Another, we asked you to play a game called Wrecking Ball of Confusion. We played clips of two different songs that you had to mash up the song titles.
Yes. Right.
It was a very, very difficult game.
You hated
and
it.
And we felt so bad. We're going to play it again.
Yeah. Awesome.
No. We're going to play a completely different game. That's called The Sound of Music of the Night.
Okay. We're talking.
So we're going to play two clips. We're going to play clips of two different songs from Broadway musicals. And you are going to mash up the titles. For example, if we played the song The Sound of Music from The Sound of Music and The Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera, you would answer The Sound of Music of the Night.
Nice. Yes.
Okay, so you're working together on this one, unless you feel so confident you want to compete.
Now let's work together.
All right, here we go. Here is your first two clips.
But the tigers come at night.
That's the Dream to Dream.
Every man has his own special dream.
I dreamed of dream girls.
Yeah, that's correct. Well done.
I dreamed of dream girls. That's fun to say.
I know, it's kind of, yeah.
I dreamed of dream girls.
It's like Dream Girls Inception.
Dream Girls meets Inception.
I don't know. I couldn't get all the way to a joke. I just
had
to say
amazing.
The words.
No, that's like the kind of sci-fi fun dance party romp we need right now.
Yes.
Okay. Here is your next one.
He'll say to me, I see who you truly are.
The Wizard and I.
That's Adina.
Than ever marry one of them, I'd rest a virgin rather. For husbands are a boring lot.
The Wizard and I hate men.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So fast. So impressive.
I want to see that show, The Wizard and I Hate Men.
Yeah,
that's a sequel to Wicked. It's the one between Wicked and...
It's all about the first 6 months of your child's life.
It's about breastfeeding.
All right, here are the next ones.
Into the water. Into
That's the Lion King. He lives in you.
Yeah.
So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around.
You will be found. So
he lives and you will be found.
He lives and you will be found.
That is correct. A little creepy new title, but yes. He lives and you will be found.
It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure to watch you guys listen to this music, and it immediately flashes into your face the knowledge of these tunes. Like, it's great to watch.
Well, and you picked such amazing classic tunes too. You picked just for us. I don't know if you feel this way, but it's like having dessert when you hear great songs.
Yeah,
it just hits your body and makes you go like, oh, isn't it so great? There's such amazing songs in the world. It's nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't mean to get poetic
awesome.
Here.
No, that makes me so happy. I feel like I feel like he lives in you. You will be found.
All right. I'm sad to say this is your last clue.
Okay.
Aww. I am hanging in a bathroom at the biggest party.
Oh, Michael
of
in the
fall.
Bathroom.
No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made.
Oh, in the room where it happens. Michael in the bathroom where it happens.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Rather unfortunate title, but yes, correct.
That's amazing.
It's like the
for me, the bathroom isn't always the room where it happens.
Well, hopefully,
sadly,
no,
it's always go the way I think it's going to go.
It is the room where it happens. It doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that was, you know exactly how you did on that one. Perfecto, perfecto. That was
thanks. That was a super fun category.
Yeah. thank you so much for joining us again. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Kristen, for again coming together for
thank
another
we'll see you
amazing
next week.
Segment.
Yeah, we'll see you, next,
see
week.
You next week.
Like always.
See you next week.
Every saga has a beginning.
That's friends of the show, Kristen and Robert Lopez. They wrote all of the Disney songs your children won't stop singing at you. Hey, that's our show. But before we go, we asked you to call the Ask Me Another hotline and tell us what's the worst kitchen disaster you've experienced during quarantine.
Hi, my name is Galen Mustiat, and I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I love to cook. But one thing I'd never tried was what happens when you bake a cucumber. So I wrapped it in tinfoil and put it in the oven and turned it on to 350 and checked it after about 30 minutes and something was smelling a little strange. And I opened it up and it did not taste good. I will put it that way.
This is Bernadette calling from New Jersey. I tried to make very simple four ingredient bagels and they came out so terrible that the outside was burnt and the inside was still raw.
Hi, this is Evan Burgess calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Since I was baking cookies with my aunt, we used salt instead of sugar to make the cookies. Not taste very good after we're done. Thank you for your time.
Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Vavjolta Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Mary Tobler and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Ramel Wood. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Harriet Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR. Hey, happy to hear you're still listening. And since you're still here, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review? We love to hear from you, and it helps others find out about our show. For additional information about new episodes, upcoming live shows, road shows, and bonus games, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Thanks! Hey, listeners, it's Ophira Eisenberg here. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new episode of Ask Me Another, so get ready for more of the comedy, trivia, and word games you love. So join me next week on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.